It's the Yearbook Sportscast. I'm your host, Gerald McCraney. It is flight attendant and nurse approved, which honestly, I don't think we can say. Because even though we know nurses, none of them have approved this podcast. We don't know on record of any flight attendant or nurse approving this podcast. It's not approved by nurses and flight attendants. We have approved it for nurses and flight attendants, which I think we could say. And I am not Gerald McCraney. But you can contact us nonetheless at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. The important disclaimer before we get started, you can look up everything we're about to talk about online and completely cut this podcast out of your life. You completely skip the podcast. We would. NBA, last season, we said the Raptors' firing of monstrously successful head coach Dwayne Casey looked bad, and the timing was certainly bad, but it was the right decision. What with Toronto losing steam year to year in its playoff appearances. Now, without Casey in charge, the Raptors are in the finals and threatening to derail everyone's favorite basketball team, unless you're a fan of another team. Seriously. The Raptors have beaten the Warriors by 9 and 14, while Golden State's win in the first three games came only by 5. Yet this one team is routing the other team. Math is not nearly always reliable. It's got to be a very low percentage as a predictor of who's going to win. Just this year in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues were exploded by the Bruins 7-2, but obviously the Blues are still in that Stanley Cup Final Series. Oh yeah, anyway, the Raptors. They fired Dwayne Casey. And a year later, they're in the finals, but it is not that simple. Seriously, I promise this is not just to fill up space, okay? A lot's changed. Toronto changed coaches to Nick Nurse, but Nurse. You know what? I never thought that's a complete coincidence. That was not intentional. We just never made the connection. Well, we both learned something. Well, we learned something. Nick Nurse, anyway, they changed coaches, but they also acquired Kawhi Leonard from the Spurs last summer. This would be after the season was over and after they'd fired Casey. Leonard has been Toronto's best player and possibly the best player in the entire NBA. He has led and carried Toronto on both ends of the floor, and he's improved the team's confidence, and confidence, as you know, can be a factor when you're talking about early playoff exits. And the rest of the cast has also changed. Less than half the Raptors roster remains from last season. And then there's LeBron James. Whether the 2018-19 Cavaliers could have won the conference with James is questionable. But the Raptors and everyone else in the East no longer had to beat LeBron James to make the finals. I still think the coaching change was the right decision, but way too much has changed in Ontario and the Eastern Conference this year to say it was all the coaches' fault after all. I mean, even if you argue that NBA roster, we told you that there was a lot of turnover since last year. Less than half the Raptors roster is left from last year. It's a very different roster. Even if you argue that NBA rosters churn every year, that's what they do. And even if you argue that LeBron's teammates and front office would have made Cleveland less of a factor, you can't get around the Raptors adding the best player in franchise history and maybe the league this season. But we wanted Toronto to name the team Huskies. That was one of the candidates when the NBA re-expanded back into Toronto, so we are not happy. Also, what do you know? If you name your son Xavier, you can call him X for short. It doesn't just work for Xavier University or Xavier University in Cincinnati, which often puts some version of just X on the cover of its men's basketball media guides. When you go to a Xavier game, you see all over the place X, you see it used here and there, you hear it in the broadcast, you hear it over the PA system and everything. But when you're out in the real world, that's when it really hits you. We never considered it would work just as well for a person until a civilian used it the other day. A mom did it just the other day at a class trying to get her son's attention, her son Xavier, and she just kept calling X, 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 although he did not respond to X, which is too bad because it's cool. So we've heard the name a ton before. I don't know, this one incident and not being at a Xavier game actually made us focus. Hearing it in public, again, in the real world, made us ask questions. And according to the Social Security Administration, Xavier was the, you want to know how popular it is? You want to guess how popular the name was? It's in the top 100 names for boys in the United States as of last year. Want to know the number? Xavier was the 88th most popular baby name for boys last year. It peaked in 2009, that is. We're not trying to make it sound old-timey. That was only 10 years ago. It peaked just 10 years ago at number 68, but the name has been on the list of the top 1,000 baby names every year since 1948. Xavier has been a popular name for American boys for 70 consecutive years. Do you know one? We actually don't. You probably know somebody with that middle name. That does not count. We're only talking first names here. The Social Security Administration was talking only first names. IndyCar drivers are on a roll with unique quotes. Refreshing. Seriously, it's always great when players talk to the media, but obviously usually the answers are the same. But first, Will Power, he's a driver, recently talked about not really having true friends among other drivers because you're competing against them. So you'll always be holding something back when you're just hanging out or doing whatever. Now, that's obviously not true for everyone in every sport, but it's an almost never heard point. And then after that, actually not then, this point came first a year ago, current points leader Joseph Newgarden told ESPN Magazine he was always self-conscious, so racing has kind of been an escape. Newgarden says you can be a different person when you're a driver because you're wearing a helmet and a suit. Now, NBA players are coveted in marketing because there are so few players on the floor and they're so visible and easily identifiable. It's very easy to see their face and at the same time see exactly what brand of shoe they are wearing. So they're extremely marketable. NFL players come from a more popular league but would love NBA-type exposure. Football players' identities are hidden away under layers of helmets and gear. Now you have Newgarden with a different opinion. He sees being covered up by all that gear as an advantage. And another thing about the should have been the Huskies. Less than 12 months ago, the chatter was the Lakers could team Kawhi Leonard with LeBron James to rival the Warriors, or the Celtics could team Kawhi Leonard with their stars to rival the Warriors. The NBA had a serious problem with the big stars all winding up on the same big city teams, like in baseball. And no one was talking about the Raptors teaming Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors to rival the Warriors, even though Toronto had just enjoyed a stellar regular season anyway. Now it turns out the one-star Raptors, they're really good, don't get us wrong, but only Leonard wound up All-NBA, and he's only on the second team. The one-star Raptors are the ones rivaling the Warriors now. The NBA still has a serious problem with the big stars all winding up on the same big city teams like in baseball, except ironically, the NBA's problems began with regulations designed to not be like baseball. And now, ironically, an out-of-left-field market might win an NBA championship anyway. But the NBA will still need to fix this problem. Fight on, you Huskies!